Hello, I'm Sonny Brassfield, Executive Director of the Association of County Commissions of Alabama, and we appreciate you joining us today for a discussion of the CDBG Disaster Recovery Program that the association is involved in to assist the seven counties impacted by this federal funding that's available to help the seven counties recover from the impacts of Hurricanes Sally and Zeta from way back in 2020. This project began several months ago with ADECA reaching out to the association and asking for our assistance in the unique planning process that is part of utilizing these disaster recovery funds under the guidelines that are promulgated and enforced by HUD. We began our work several months ago, as I said, and the seven counties have all adopted resolutions to become part of our planning consortium. And the association's role is primarily as a planning entity that will help ensure that all of the needs in the area are identified and that each county has an opportunity to go through a detailed process to identify priorities in their community. The seven counties participating are Escambia, Clark, Washington, Marengo, Perry, Wilcox, and Dallas. And once the association was engaged to carry out these details for ADECA, we were lucky enough to convince Ernie Baggett, former EMA director for Autauga County, to join this project. He is director of external projects for the association, and Ernie's joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Ernie, I think I can speak for the elected officials and guess that what they want to know is what's going on and what's the schedule. So let's first start with what's happened in the last 6 weeks or so.
Well, in the last couple of weeks, we've actually been able to secure one of the contractors for the financial side of this to help us make sure that we stay within inside the federal regulations and keep all the rules going there. So to meet that requirement, we have now picked that contractor. So we're moving forward with them.
And certainly that's part of the details is that the association has to comply with all the federal regulations, and we don't have additional staff to do that. And so in our contract with ADECA, we were able to secure someone to help take care of all those details. And that is a necessary step before we really, really get moving. But we're at about the point where we can start that process. And we are also getting closer to identifying someone to provide us technical assistance and help with data collection, right?
Yes, that RFP has been released also in the past few weeks. It's out on the street now, and hopefully that'll be something that we'll get a lot of respondents to, get some good information back. We are expecting to have that close out on November the 8th, so we should have that RFP closed and somebody selected by early November. Then they'll help us start collecting the data that we need to actually start formulating the plan.
Well, and I think that's important for the elected officials in these seven counties to understand that unlike a CDBG grant that they might be familiar with, you apply for the grant and it's awarded by ADECA or it's not, and then you start to work. This is a special animal. The disaster recovery process requires a pretty in-depth planning piece before you can ever move to the point of being able to identify projects, right?
Exactly right. So the idea behind this type of project is let the plan develop the projects rather than the projects build the plan. So that's what we're doing, and that's where all this data collection comes in. We'll have the meetings with the people. We'll actually meet with the leaders in the counties and things like that to determine everything that we need to go into this plan. Once all that is compiled, then we can look at it together and say, okay, here are some projects that surface. The good part about doing it this way is that will keep us well within the federal regulations. We'll make sure that we meet all of the requirements that this program needs to be met by allowing the plan to determine the project.
And you mentioned that we'll have a partner to help with data collection. Could you explain in a little more detail what you mean by data collection?
So there's a lot of information that has to go into one of these plans. And with that, it's the damage assessment, it's unmet needs, it's kind of making sure that everything ties back together to the storms. It also is an insurance that there's no duplication of funds. So those types of things are important, and all that data is kind of held in different locations. Having someone help guide us through that and collect all that, then bring all that together in one big piece, then it removes any of the concern that there may be a lean in one direction or another. It really just kind of keeps us on that path and directs us right where we need to be and keeps us inside the compliance of this project.
So once this data of where's the damage, where's the remaining unmet needs, what part of the community qualifies under the HUD regulations, once all of that's in hand, then the process can begin what we might call boots on the ground, where we can get out in the community and meet face to face with leaders to begin to talk about the part that the elected officials want to know, and that is, what projects can we do? The association's role is to put together the plan that answers that question. We can't answer that question until we've gone through the process, right?
Exactly right. And again, that's the part of it that's so crucial, right? It's getting us to that point where we then present, because it's not just going to be one or two projects. There's multiple chances to put projects forward, because once those projects are decided on at the local level and pushed forward, we need multiples to go to ADECA. There's going to be a grading process there at ADECA where they're going to look over all of the projects that have been selected and put forward from each county. They're going to check them, bounce those off of their grading process, and then determine what projects best meet the needs of this program.
And as you mentioned, this program's a little different, again, from a regular ADECA CDBG grant. There's no direct allocation to each of the seven counties. And I know that there perhaps has been some misunderstanding out there. There is a pot of money that the seven counties will be competing for, you know, $52 million at least. There may be some additional funding. We'll kind of talk about that later as the process goes through. But assuming there's qualifying projects, each county's been assured of one project in the multifamily housing area, as HUD defines that, and one project in the infrastructure area. We assume that once those projects are all approved, assuming they're qualifying projects in each county, there will be some of that money left, and that's the competition part that you're talking about. So all of that is the kind of thing that will, I think, kind of become clearer as we move through the process. But the first thing we've got to do is get the data collection started. And from a local government standpoint, while we're collecting the data, what should the local officials be doing?
So there's nothing wrong with thinking about potential projects at this point. There's nothing wrong with input from other people, but the biggest thing would be, don't commit to anything at this time, because we just don't know what projects are really going to be eligible and which ones are going to be the best thing. That's where that data collection really leads us to that point. And they'll be able to help us recognize some good strategies that the counties could use and look towards to develop projects. So nothing wrong with listening, but the best thing to do would be help everybody understand that there's no guarantees on anything as far as which projects will be picked, and determining a project ahead of time and saying this is the project we want to go with, like you would in a typical grant process like this, it's not going to be very beneficial, because it may just lead you to a misunderstanding or make you think you're going to be able to do something that at this point you're not going to be able to do.
Well, and the association is moving as fast as we possibly can. There are a whole lot of details on the front end, our sub-recipient agreement with ADECA, policies and procedures that we had to put in place, yourself and Jennifer Datcher, who is on our staff and is working on this project as well, had to undergo training because this is the first time we've been involved in the disaster recovery process. But the plan that will be developed will be written. It'll have seven chapters, one for each county. And then once that plan is together, then the association's role will shift toward assisting the counties with the applications, right?
Exactly right. And being there for the counties as they have questions and offering any technical assistance that they need. You mentioned the training before. The training is ongoing. We continue with them. It's something that is required to make sure that we stay within standard as well, so we can help guide those counties to the right decisions.
And so we're pretty close to getting real busy on this project. I know that many of the county officials attended a kickoff meeting months and months ago. As we interact with those officials, we realize they wonder what's up. When are things going to get moving? We have been working behind the scenes. We have been lining off the baseball field and dragging the infield to make sure it's smooth, and we're about ready to start playing baseball. So we encourage you to watch your inbox and to be ready to get going on what we hope will be a very productive planning process, so that then the project identification and application process can follow thereafter. So Ernie, we appreciate your work and your coordination and leadership on this project, and everybody needs to make sure they look for the association's emails in the coming weeks, right?
Yes, they do. Keep your eyes open for those.
And we appreciate very much you taking a few minutes to join us to learn about the current process of the CDBGDR planning activities here in Alabama. And Ernie, before we get away, tell them how they can reach you.
They can call the main number here at the ACCA, or they can always reach me by cell phone. They can call my direct cell phone if they'd like. That number is 334-549-3137. We're available whenever you need us on this.
And your email is ebaggett, right?
At alabamacounties.org. That is correct.
Thanks very much, Ernie. And y'all have a great day.